Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe podcast, and we're excited to have you back here today. I'm Rick Gabrielli, and I'm your host, and I'm here with Frank Vandenhorst and Peter M. Fellows. And this week's All About segment, we're going to tell you all about gratitude. So, Peter, give us a taste of what you'll be serving up today.
Okay, well, thank you, Rick. It's great to be back with you and Frank. I always look forward to your insights. I don't understand half of them, but I always look forward to them. And if you, my dear audience, also look forward to these podcasts, subscribe. If you're listening on Castos, Apple, or the like, just hearing the audio, you should know that you can always trust us, because we're speaking to you from our luxury yacht moored off the coast of exotic Bali. And if you're actually watching us on YouTube, let them dream. Today's segment is all about the hidden power of gratitude. Your caregivers may have taught you that it's polite to say thank you. What you may not know is how gratitude can powerfully level up your daily life. And that's why we're here. Between Frank, Rick, and myself, we hope to give you some valuable insights on the hidden power of gratitude that will serve you well on the road ahead. Back to you, Rick.
Wow. Good stuff. Very exciting, Peter. Frank, what about you? What will you be sharing with us today?
Well, there is a well-known saying that is something like this. Gratitude is the attitude. But what does that mean? Gratitude, you can say, well, gratitude? What gratitude? You know, my life is not working at all. So where should I be grateful for? For what? Well, there's a question to this. What role does or could gratitude play in our lives? I often talk about these items with clients and share some of my insights today with you guys. But if you want to talk to me after you heard this podcast, or after you have seen the YouTube video, please contact me at www.frankwise.nl. But for now, in this episode, I will also give you a taste of a powerful meditation, a short one, which you can do nearly everywhere, preferably with your eye closed, so don't drive or sit on a bike or something like that. Yeah, do it in a safe place. But it's a powerful meditation that will really boost your feelings of gratitude. Beautiful. Rick, what about your feelings of gratitude?
Good stuff, Frank. So what I'm going to share today is how to use gratitude to connect, not separate. Very important. Why you need to begin each day and end it with gratitude. And the profound physical and emotional effect gratitude has on our mind, body, and spirit. And as a bonus, I'm going to share a question with you that I asked Carol Gabrielli, my wife, and what her answer was.
Very good.
Peter, you want to go a little deeper?
Yeah. Perk up in the front row. I'm about to answer the question, what is gratitude? Now, I thought this would be something that I wanted to share with you. I thought this would be like a little treat for you. So I wrote a song to tell you about gratitude that I'm going to sing for you here today. And I got one verse for each of gratitude's many attributes. The chorus is quite catchy, if I say so. And I'm pretty sure I'll have time to sing it for you twice, maybe three times, or maybe not. No, I won't do it. Okay. Did you notice a sinking feeling inside you when I announced I was going to sing to you? And did you notice that you felt lighter, happier when you learned I'm not going to be singing to you? That lighter feeling, that's the feeling of gratitude or relief. And they're actually closely related, as they both light up the brain's medial prefrontal cortex, which is also associated with empathy, pride, joy, happiness, motivation, and wonder. Eric Barker says, gratitude is arguably the king of happiness. And research shows it boosts your happiness, it improves your sleep, it protects you from illness. Well, you probably expected to hear those benefits, because anytime people do studies about these things, they seem to get all those benefits each time. But here are some benefits you might not have expected. Practicing gratitude enhances your romantic relationships. I kid thee not, follow the science. The 2010 study was done by Sarah B. Algo. And practicing gratitude has been shown to increase your mental resilience. My mental what, you ask? Resilience. When life has got you down and you feel like quitting, gratitude gives you grit. And grit gives you your goals realized. So gratitude can help you reach your goals. And for those of our followers who are still in school, gratitude uniquely predicts higher grade point average, 2010 Journal of Happiness Studies. Who even knew there was such a thing as happiness studies, right? Gratitude has even been shown to be a natural antidepressant. When we take the time to ask what we're grateful for, certain neural circuits are activated and the production of dopamine and serotonin increases. And these neurotransmitters then travel neural pathways to the bliss center of the brain in a similar way that many antidepressants do. So practicing gratitude can naturally create the same uplifting effects that you would get from medications. 2015, Glenn R. Foxy Fox was the researcher. So how do you practice gratitude? Well, research shows merely listing a few things you are thankful for every day can make a big difference. So once a day, open up a journal and ask yourself, what do I have to feel grateful for today? And write down up to 5 things each day. Keeping a daily tab of the things you feel lucky to have in your life teaches your brain to focus on how much good you have in your life. In that way, you're actually rewiring your brain because you're training it to be more aware of the blessings in your life. And what if you can't think of something to write? Well, research by Robert A. Emmons found that simply asking yourself, what do I have to feel grateful for today, is powerful enough to change your brain chemistry. But practicing gratitude is not just about you feeling grateful for things. It's also about expressing gratitude and how that affects others. Because when you express gratitude towards other people, you show you appreciate them and they feel a little better about themselves. You not only give them an emotional boost, you also increase, according to research, their pro-social behavior. Pro-social behavior is a scientific way of saying it makes them play well with others. And it also makes them feel more kindly to you. So here's a hack you can use next time you're writing someone and hoping for a reply. A 2017 study found that the most effective sign-off for getting a reply is to end your letter or email with some version of thank you. In mindful pathfinding, we use both aspects of practicing gratitude. Mindful pathfinding is what you do when you don't know what to do, or more precisely, when your brain doesn't know what to do. When a problem crops up and your brain freaks out, it closes down and it focuses only on fight, flight, or freeze. And that doesn't help you at all. But with mindful pathfinding, you coach your brain to respond differently to not knowing what to do. You're coaching it instead to just pause and see what your better informed non-conscious mind, your pathfinder, suggests. How does gratitude fit into this? Well, in his 2013 book, Marcinich wrote that in order to make the change in behavior to get your brain to look inside for an answer rather than to close down, the brain has to judge it important. So when I thank the brain, whenever it behaves this way, when I show gratitude to it, it reinforces this positive new behavior. And appreciating your brain and this behavior benefits you because it triggers those good chemicals I spoke about. By the way, if you're wondering what the heck this crazy mindful pathfinding stuff is all about, drop by my website, mindfulpathfinding.com. And if you want to know more about the hidden power of gratitude, well, stay tuned because Frank and Rick are going to lay some learning on you. Back to you, Rick.
Wow, good stuff, Peter. I feel grateful already. Frank, tell us your take on gratitude.
Okay. Being grateful, I think it's a wonderful word. Being grateful for something or somewhat or somehow or someone did for you is very nice, but that's not always the case in life. We are being hurt and we are hurting people. That's what we do when our mind or ego is in the driver's seat, as Peter and Rick often say. We judge, we condemn, and by doing so, we create sticky mindsets and sticky feel sets that are contaminating ourselves and the people involved. If we allow pain or our lives, disappointments to linger on, it can destroy your health, your relationships, and much more. Do you want that to happen? I don't think so. And there is a way out. If hurt is the teacher, gratitude is the lesson. Can you find something to be grateful for in all that misery? I'll challenge you by saying that you can. And I think your life is not all that misery, but always there is something which says, it's not that okay, or don't feel great about it, and something like that. Just have a close look and listen to your self-talk. Being grateful is saying thank you in a sincere way. That's the key, and that's the key you have to use to open your mind and open your heart in order to be really grateful. Thank you for this feedback. Thank you for this present. Thank you for your undivided attention, etc. Life contains a tremendous amount of hidden gifts for self-awareness and self-deployment, which you can share with other people. Saying thank you is one of the greatest and most profound mantras you can say. You don't have to make a list of things you're grateful for, although journaling might be useful to get started. For me, it's not necessary. Just be grateful. If you're listening right now, and if it's safe to close your eyes and listen, then listen for a moment to me, because I'm going to give you a short meditation. Okay, here we start. Thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for our planet. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Earth, for sustaining us. Thank you for wishing to help others. Thank you for all the love received. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please open your eyes again. You can continue this short meditation and prolong it as long as you want and intersect all kinds of things. The essence of this is that when you focus on the thank you sentence, the gap will close between your ego or your mind self and your consciousness. And what will happen is that your consciousness will be raising and you're going to feel a kind of peace inside. And thankfulness and peacefulness are closely related. We're going to have another chat about that. So this is my gift to you guys. Do this small meditation. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for listening to me. Rick.
Wow. Good stuff, Frank. Thank you for that meditation. I was enjoying it myself. So what I'm going to share today is a few things. I got a lot of books. So I'm always looking at books, and whenever a topic like this comes up, I just wanted to get a couple of tidbits to share with you. So in the book Thrive by Arianna Huffington, which is a terrific handbook for gratitude and really just living a better life, terrific tips in there. But one of the things that she talks about in speaking about meditation is that meditation increases love, joy, and gratitude. It also increases hope, interest, and mindful attention. And so the gratitude part, if you read on in this particular section, it actually improves healing response. So if you want to heal something in your body, could be trauma, so it's emotional, could be physical, showing gratitude has been proven by not only yogis and monks, but scientists have all lauded the effects of gratitude on our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. And certainly, you don't have to believe anything we're saying here. Just try it in your own life. I can tell you, when I practiced more gratitude in my life as an intentional piece of my day, everything changes. You know, just take it when you're out in the world and you're saying thank you to people and you're appreciating from the heart what they're doing for you. It's magic how much more they'll support you and how much happier they are. So to Peter's point, you can actually change the demeanor of other people, which then in turn makes you happier, and you can be grateful about something else. Recovery of all types is enhanced by daily gratitude practice, as evidenced by many studies in the areas of loss, pain, confusion, anger. All of those, all the research over many, many years. It's funny, I was watching an old Johnny Carson clip this week with Ronald Reagan on it in 1975, who was still governor of California. And they were talking about taxes and government, because one of the questions Johnny asked Ronald was, you know, how can we solve these problems? And Reagan said, we have to basically not rely on government. And one of the studies that was done was a study on happiness. It's pretty funny. I'm not going to get into all the details of it, but you'll probably Google it now on YouTube and find it and watch it. But it was so funny. There was actually a study done. It was a $239,000 research study on happiness. And funny, because Ronald Reagan said, I could tell you, you know, what it takes to be happy for a lot less than that. And but just good stuff. You both talked about writing things down. My good friend, Abe, Brother Abe Gabor, writes in a gratitude journal every morning as a practice. He has for many, many years before it was cool to do it. And he talks about the profound effect that it's had on his own life. So start some type of gratitude, even in your phone, just type a note and jot down some things that you're thankful for. One of the things I wanted to point out was you can have gratitude in ways that are not, that might not even be obvious to you. Like if you leave a job under not so positive circumstances, you can have gratitude for leaving that job. Let's say you're fired. Have gratitude for all the experiences that you got while you were in that position. You can leave a relationship and have gratitude for what you got from it while you were in it. It doesn't always have to be bad just because it ended bad. Might have been years of goodness and it just ended bad. So try to be thankful for all these things. A project that ends, a city that you move away from, any big change, you can be thankful for those things because of the good experiences or maybe the learning experiences. Frank mentioned, you know, hurt and pain being a great teacher. Be thankful for what you got from these various experiences. We don't always have to think of gratitude as an exercise for something positive. I'm now grateful when something bad happens that I learn from. So you can do that. Another terrific book which addresses gratitude is The Presence Process by Michael Brown. It's all about the healing journey into present moment awareness. He says, what do we appreciate about our life experiences? Think about that. Find new items to list. So again, it doesn't always have to be, I made more money, I fell in love, I lost weight. It can be experiences, but not from comparison. He's quick to point out, don't practice gratitude on things that others don't have, because gratitude by comparison separates. Just be grateful for the things you have because you have them, or the experiences you have because you have them. Don't compare yourself to others. No need for that type of separation. Very powerful point. So Peter, let's hear your final thoughts on gratitude.
Rick, thanks for the insights you're giving us. Let me sum up by saying, when you ask yourself what you have to be grateful for today, you initiate a chemical reaction in your brain that can lift you from sad to glad. Writing down what you're grateful for in a journal with a pen or pencil will impress upon your brain just how much there is in your life that's already good right now. Showing appreciation of others by thanking them helps boost both your mood and their mood, and has a ripple effect, so it positively impacts how they interact with others. And when you don't know what to do mindful pathfinding. Each time mindful pathfinding levels up something in your life, you show your brain gratitude for choosing to turn to your better informed non-conscious pathfinder rather than fight, flight, or freeze. And this will enhance your mood, reinforce the neural pathway for this new beneficial behavior. Stick with Frank, Rick, and I, folks, and your life is just going to keep getting better and better and better. Back to you, Rick.
Great stuff. Thank you, Peter. Frank, do you want to share your final thoughts on gratitude today?
Yes, with pleasure, Rick. We made an episode about creative visualization, and we quoted our famous loved Shakti Gawain. She has a beautiful affirmation that I'd like to repeat here because it is closely linked to gratitude and thankfulness. And the quotation is, "This or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious way for the highest good of all concerned. This or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned." It's another way to show gratitude. It's another way to be thankful what is coming or already has been realized in your life. And as always, I like to close with my personal mantra: what you think about and think about, you bring about. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Rick.
Good stuff, Frank. Wow. Really tied that up nicely. So my final thoughts on this, again, I was looking through some books, just happened to find this one, The Currency of Connection by one of my favorite authors.
Who wrote that, Rick? I don't know the author. Carol wrote that.
The last page of the content, it says, "What's next?" I said, "That's beautiful. What would you say is next for someone reading this book that wants to enjoy the currency of connection? What's the first thing that you would suggest?" This is me asking Carol. And Carol says, "Gratitude. My answer is always gratitude." And my response was, "Thank you." And that's the end of the book.
Beautiful.
Thank you for joining us today at the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, good people share good things with friends, so don't be shy. Let those you care about know about your trend-setting discovery of the Road Ahead Cafe. We look forward to seeing you next week. Savor your day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.